Chapter 9. Ancient Wisdom and Novel Notions. The princess winced as she braced herself for the sight of something ghastly. The books continued to rattle on the shelves, kicking up tiny clouds of dust at every level. The lamp flickered as it swung like a pendulum, and Spike held on to Twilight's hoof, shivering. Then everything stopped. When the dust finally settled on the hardwood floor, a sweet-looking pony with a violet mane and a golden coat stepped forward. She had a cutie mark of a book with a needle and thread. The look on the unicorn's face suggested that she was just as shocked to see Twilight Sparkle and Spike as they were to see her. Her blue eyes grew wide with wonder as she hesitantly trotted closer. "Hi there," Twilight chirped, trying to shed the odd introduction and put on a sunny demeanor. "My name is Twilight Sparkle. I'm the Princess of Friendship, and this here is my friend Spike. We live in Ponyville." "We thought you were a ghost," Spike exclaimed, wiping the sweat from his scaly brow in relief. "You really got us there."
"Ghosts?"
The pony shrank back in fear, lifting a hoof.
You?
"No, we're not ghosts," Twilight corrected, "but we are from another part of Equestria."
You're from outside?"
She spoke so softly, it was difficult to make out her shaky words. The pony reminded Twilight of the first time she'd met Fluttershy. That pony was all whispers and squeaks.
"Don't worry, we mean no harm. We come as friends.
Friends from afar." Those were the magic words.
"Friends from afar?" The shy pony perked up. "I've read about those, but I didn't think they were real."
She shuffled her hooves nervously.
"You mean to say that you've never had a friend from somewhere other than Bales?"
Spike asked with concern.
No,
the pony shook her violet mane.
"No pony wants to be our friends here. That's why they don't visit anymore. It's just us."
She gestured to the shelves of beautiful ancient tomes with a heavy sigh.
"And the books."
"And the books," Twilight echoed breathily. She felt as if she were staring at a freshly stocked buffet table at an Apple family reunion. All the princess wanted to do was dive headfirst into a mountain of them and read her way out. There had to be a copy of Primrose's book in one of these stores. Twilight gave a warm smile to try to make the nervous pony more comfortable.
"I didn't catch your name earlier." "Oh, sorry,"
the pony shook her head again.
"It's been a long time since I've had to introduce myself to some pony new. I'm Saddle Stitch."
"Well, it's a pleasure to make your acquaintance," Twilight Sparkle said warmly. "I'd love to meet the others, but first, I was wondering if I might peruse your shop for a moment or two." Before Saddle Stitch could reply, Twilight Sparkle trotted over to a shelf and began to help herself.
"Oh boy, she might be a while," Spike
stage whispered to Saddle Stitch.
"But as long as we're waiting, I have a question too."
"Anything," replied Saddle Stitch.
"Why were you making all the books shake like that before?"
Spike crossed his claws over his chest and cocked his head to the side.
"To scare us away?"
"Of course not,"
Saddle Stitch replied, a slight blush to her cheeks.
"That's just how I dust them, faster than the traditional way."
She sighed heavily. "Books gather a lot of dust around here."
"Very interesting strategy,"
Spike put his claw to his chin. He was always looking for new ways to keep the castle library nice and tidy.
"You got anything else?"
Out of nowhere, a shriek echoed through the shop. Saddle Stitch and Spike rushed over in a panic to find Twilight standing frozen in the back aisle of the store. All the color was drained from her face. But there was nothing around except an open book floating in front of her, held up by her own magic. Still, Twilight looked unmistakably rattled.
"What happened?"
Spike cried out, eyes darting around. Now he was beginning to think this place was haunted.
The book,
she stammered. It was the most horrific thing Twilight had ever witnessed.
As I read the words, the ink just disappeared from the page. Oh, no, Saddle Stitch cried. It's happening again. Twilight gulped. What is? It's been so long since the books have been read that they're giving up. The words have left and they're not coming back.
Empty pages, Spike breathed, eyes wide. Twilight, didn't you say back at Moondancer's house that the ink from the Inknorance
had been sucked from another book? Twilight interrupted as the realization hit her. Yes, of course. Saddle Stitch, your words are being pulled into our books.
Saddle Stitch brightened.
So you can fix it? I don't know. I...
Twilight stammered. Unless she found Primrose's book, Twilight had no way of stopping the horrible drain of knowledge. There were no words for how heartbroken Twilight Sparkle felt.